Not only that, but coming to you from the Quicken Loan Studios in Southern California. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. I am from Cali. Proud of it. Love living here. Love repping here. Nice to have you here. One of the all-time great rivalries in all the sports playing out right now before all of us. Team Bake v. Anti-Team Bake. Back and forth. And it goes on all day long. Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome. The second hour is wide open. The third hour is not. So again, I want to stress, you better get through right now. You're not getting through next hour. Next hour, we have Taven Bryan, who's an NFL draft prospect. Next hour, we have Charles Davis. Next hour, we have The Week That Was. Next hour, we have the ATP. Next hour, we have The Huge Call. You're probably not getting through next hour. Call me right now, 1-800-636-8686. I would say right now, Team Bake is winning. Team Bake is getting over, but it's a good fight. Anti-Team Bake is certainly landing. Bill's Mafioso tweets, "Dear Team Bake, how is sitting around puffing cron before your shift at Applebee's any different than a normal Friday?" Again, this is the question I'm getting in various forms. Anti-Bake is saying, why is it a holiday? Why is today different than every other day of your life? Team Bake, however, wants me to stop wasting time with sports and get to their holiday. Rome, blah, 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 NBA, blah, blah, hockey. Get to the cron talk, Rome. Here is today's schedule. Hour number one, clones, favorite strain of hippie lettuce. Hour number two, types of apparatus they use to smoke. Hour number three, munchy food and innovative creations. Signed, the Jungle Heads. Chris, no longer in St. Pete, war baking, war outside sales, and baking. Are there outside sales folks who are baking? Is that how you get through it? Maybe that was my mistake. I failed miserably as an outside salesperson. But, to be fair, I did not bake. Maybe it would have taken the edge off. Maybe I could have closed. Or maybe I just wasn't good at it. I was not good at it. Couldn't sell. Tried to sell a few different things. Could not sell. At Mock Moda tweets, family-sized Cheetos, check. 2 liters of Mountain Dew, check. Rome show, turn up, check. Let the reefer madness begin. You want it pretty badly, don't you? You want me to acknowledge your holiday. I said I will, and I will, but not yet. I have a show to do. They pay me to talk sports. I will acknowledge your holiday. In the meantime, why don't the two of you stand over there and keep punching each other in the face? And I will do my show, but I will get there. I said I would. Let's talk some MMA. UFC 224 is May 12th. UFC Fight Night is tomorrow night. But before either of those events, we had AFC 139. That's right. The Alaska Fighting Championship 139 took place in Anchorage. And this is topical because we do have an affiliate, I believe, in Anchorage. I know we have listeners in Alaska. So, in fact, was anybody there last night? The Alaska Fighting Championship 139 took place in Anchorage. It included an epic three-round brawl between Elijah Terrell and David Booker. The two lightweights went the distance, so the fight went to the cards. Let's go inside the cage for the announcement of the result.
David, Elijah Young Snipes Terrell. My bad. I called it wrong. My bad. I got the scores right.
Uh-oh! That is an all-time pivot. The announcer just dropped a dream shake on everybody. David, Elijah Young Snipes Terrell. To quote Carl Lewis, uh-oh. To quote Jacoby Jones, awkward. To quote that announcer,
I got the scores right.
I mean, almost complete and total chaos in the cage. How clumsy, extremely clumsy, to accidentally name the wrong winner a near disaster. Because it would be really awkward to name the wrong winner, but fortunately, the announcer caught himself and corrected it. Man, what a relief. And congratulations to Elijah Terrell on getting his first career win in his first career pro fight. What an enormous moment that was. I mean, sure, it was a little shaky when for one moment the announcer had the wrong winner. But we got it all sorted out just in time for Terrell to really soak it all in and really bask in the glow of a successful debut, and the moment was not ruined. Alvin, if you would, run the entire thing back. This time, let it run to the very end so we can hear the scores of Terrell's win.
David, Elijah Young Snipes Terrell. My bad, I called it wrong. My bad. I got the scores right. I got the winner wrong. My bad, my friend. I'm sorry. Our judges called it 29-28, 29-28, 30-27 for your winner, David the Coffee Boss Booker.
Look, I know the phrase, wait, what, is totally overused, but wait, what?
My bad.
He got the winner wrong twice? There are only two fighters. How could that happen? So he was right, then he was wrong, and then he was right again. Alvy, this is confusing as hell. Can you run that whole thing back one more time?
Elijah Young Snipes Terrell. My bad. I called it wrong. My bad. I got the scores right. I got the winner wrong. My bad, my friend. I'm sorry. Our judges called it 29-28, 29-28, 30-27 for your winner, David the Coffee Boss Booker.
All right, I know this is confusing. So he was right, then he corrected himself to being wrong, and then he corrected himself again to being right. So if you're watching on CBS Sports Network, maybe you can help me out with this because I'm not sure who's more confused. All right, is it A, the fighter who won, then lost, then won? Is it B, the fighter who lost, then won, then lost? Is it C, the ref who's just standing there with his hands out? Or D, the dude in the jeans who's just wandering around in the cage? The correct answer is E, the announcer. Look, I don't want to kill the announcer. Everybody has a bad day now and then. And when you have a bad day with a mic in your hands, then everybody knows you're having a bad day. I know, I speak from experience. But this guy literally had one job, and he did it all wrong about four different ways. That clip is 41 seconds long, and the phrase, my bad, is being used an awful lot. My bad is doing a lot of heavy lifting here. And how about the announcer? This is one of my favorite parts. How about this dude coming back the second time and saying, my bad, I called it wrong. My bad. I got the scores right. I got the winner wrong. My bad, my friend. I'm sorry.
My bad. I called it wrong. My bad. I got the scores right. I got the winner wrong. My bad, my friend. I'm sorry.
Listen, my friend, I gotta be real. You get no credit, zero credit, exactly zero credit for getting the scores right when you get the winner wrong. Nobody in the crowd is saying, oh, well, he got the scores right. That's the most important thing. Oh, I don't care who won. I just want to make sure that he got the numbers from the rounds correct. Great job. If you get the winner wrong, you got the scores wrong. That's just the way it is. It's like, I don't know, trying to bake a cake with 3 pounds of salt. And then declaring, well, I got the ingredients right. I just got the amounts wrong. That'd be like me saying the Miami Heat played a hell of a game last night. They won 128-108, and now they're in the driver's seat in that series with Philly. And then trying to come back and say, oh, excuse me, my bad. Philadelphia really won, but I got the score right. My bad. And about that use of my bad, if you're saying my bad multiple times within 1 minute, you can stop saying my bad, because we all know it's your bad. Nobody else was there to screw that up. The fighters did their jobs. The ref did his job. The judges did their job. It was just you who didn't do his job. All that was missing from that was an I'll make up for it now.
I'll make up for it now.
Oh, excuse me, my bad.
For all you fighters out there, this is why you never let it go to the cards. Not because you don't want the fight in the hands of the judges, but because you don't want the fights in the hands of the ring announcer. Because this was complete and utter chaos. The guy introducing Isaiah Thompson at FIU cannot believe how badly this announcer butchered this.
On behalf of President Medik, I'm glad to welcome you all and to welcome Isaiah Thompson as FIU's basketball coach.
Alvin, for old time's sake, can you run that back just one more time for me?
On behalf of President Medik.
Not that, Alvin. The other.
David, Elijah Young Snipes Terrell. My bad, I called it wrong.
The only thing from that was Alvin saying, oh, dude.
I got the scores
dude,
right.
My bad, excuse me.
I got the winner wrong.
I thought you
my
were
bad,
asking me to
friend.
Play back
I'm
Isaiah
sorry.
Thompson. My bad, my friend Van
Smack. Our judges called it 29-28, 29-28, 30-27
for bad.
Your
dude,
winner.
It's Friday.
David,
you know I got
the
a lot going
boss,
on.
My bad. Booker.
Sorry, Van Smack. Sorry, my friend.
Excuse me, my bad.
Excuse me, my friend. Sorry. It's fine, Albie. It really is. Excuse me. You're bad, Albie.
Excuse me, my bad.
That was wild. Do not let the fight go to the scorecard. Another reason. In fact, the reason. Not that you don't trust the judges, but rather you do not trust the announcer. How about a telephone call? Let's go to Denver. This guy's normally not in Denver. He's normally in Little Rock. Not really sure why he's in Denver, but if I had to guess, I think I know why. Nooch. In Denver. Dude, what's up? Why are you in Denver?
Why am I in Denver? What, I mean, first of all, thanks for the vine. Let's clear that up. And Merry Cronus to you, Romy, my homie. I'm in Denver because I decided to take a little vacation, if you feel me. The Mile High City was appropriate, seeing as how 420 fell on a Friday. And I gonna tell you, Romy, this place is a dump. The only thing that's more disappointing than all these sloped forehead Broncos fans constantly mouth-breathing is the fact that I can't find Dan in Denver to deliver his mange medication. But also, Romy, it's smack-off season. So it's a great time of year. It's a very exciting time of year. It's time for all your washed-up former champions like Vic to come out and deliver their incredibly predictable old tired scripts. Let me ask you something, Vic. You talk about building a lot of houses, but when was the last time you actually won anything? I swear to God, how long do you expect this stuff to actually play? Romy, hold on.
I'm sorry, Romy. I gotta calm down.
That's not a good call. No.
I thought baking did make you calm.
I don't like that.
You gotta calm down.
Not a very good call.
Dude, nobody, judging from how stoned you are, Nooch, nobody should be more calm than you. You should be the calmest guy who ever lived. Dude, how baked are you? I've had people call this show under the influence, and I don't condone it at all. But I've never heard anybody who sounded like that guy. Hell, Ray has never sounded like that guy on this show, and he's been calling for 2 decades. Plus, dude, you are baked. Baked. This guy's like a baked potato that's been in the oven for like 4 weeks. Dude, you are baked. I have never heard a guy that high, not only on this show, but on any show. Nooch. Hey, Denver, you got to love a guy from Little Rock just crushing your town. Hey, Rome, Alaska had an MMA match last night, and the announcer screwed up the scorecards. I am 100% shocked that Connor did not jump a plane and go crazy on that guy. Matt in Poland Springs. War Steve Harvey. My man Steve Harvey made a bigger mistake on a bigger stage. But it'll happen. Like I said, it can happen to any of us. Jimothy Duncan. Someone needs to tell David to keep his chin up. I know he lost, by the way, but it's a win anyway. Signed, the Rafi Nadal Tennis Reporter.
Hi. And Nadal, congratulations on your win. And I would like to know, how do you feel after the game and if you're ready to give it another try?
I lost, by the way.
Yeah, I know, but it's a win anyway.
That's absolutely incredible.
God, excuse me, my bad.
The only thing better than her congratulating him on the win and not knowing that he lost and him calmly correcting her is her shaking it off. Janet and I laugh about this all the time. I was once looking at an investment back in the day, and I thought about it. And the guy who pitched it to me was a great guy, real young guy, but a great guy, very, very smart guy. And I remember kind of sweating it like, God, I got to tell this guy it's not meant to be. I'm not going to do it. And I was kind of sweating that. And I finally go to this guy, sit down with him. I said, you know what? I got bad news. I'm sorry, my friend. I've got bad news for you, but I can't do this. He's like, bad news? That's great news. And totally turned it on its head. And to this day, like 10 years later, 15 years later, we still laugh about that. Bad news? That's great news. I just told you I'm not doing it. What do you mean that's great news? Rafi tells her, by the way, I lost. And she's like, yeah, I know, but you won.
Lost, by the way?
Yeah, I know, but it's a win anyway.
How is that a win? He lost. How is that a win?
Hi,
whoever you are. How did you get that assignment? And did you see the match?
God, excuse me, my bad.
Ken and Mission Viejo tweets or also writes, unwar stoners, wondering if 420 falls on the same date every year. All right, so the other side of that keeps pounding that point home. Why is it a vacation? Why are you not at work? And why are you doing what you do every other day of the year? How is that significant? Why is this different? Why is it a holiday? This is what you do every day. Why do you get your own day for doing what you do every day? That's the point they keep making. Team Bake is winning. At S.Jr. or S.Jr. tweets, nothing better than you giving Team Bake some love on this glorious holiday. Wore multiple sessions today mixed with Taco Bell Grandes and middle fingers up to the haters.
Wore Team Bake?
Brian in Rochester. More like Team Bake versus Team Success. Love it. Listen, that would be to suggest that there's nobody successful on Team Bake. And that's not true. I know those who bake who succeed. I know those who don't bake who do not succeed. It's not as simple as Team Bake versus Team Success. Reminds me of a time I was at Hollywood Park, way back in the day, Hollywood Park, when they still were running thoroughbreds. And Kyle Brandt was with me. Kyle Brandt had just started. I said, hey, I got a horse race. You want to come out? He said, yeah, I'll go out there with you. And this dude, who very clearly was Team Bake, this guy was more than Team Bake. This guy might have been Team Toot, Team Bake, Team Injection. He was lots of different teams. This guy yells out, hey, Jim Rome, what do you know about the horses? Hey, what do you know? And I said, bro, obviously not very much. Look at my record, my track record. Brandt uttered under his breath, what do you know about success, brah? That takes me back to Team Bake v. Team Success. At Daniel Wolf tweets, outside sales guy here. You need to be motivated to do this gig, and the hippie lettuce does not help that. Stick with coffee and close that deal, cron heads. Team Bake v. non-Team Bake. Couple of heavyweights standing in the middle of the ring, hands dropped, throwing haymakers. We'll see who the last man standing is. All right, Team Bake, it's about that time. I probably should acknowledge your day. In fact, I will do it when we come back. And yes, Ira has written himself a novel / biography, whatever that is. We will get into that. And I will tell you whether or not I read it. Falling into bed has taken on a whole new meaning ever since I started sleeping on my Casper mattress, because their engineers have created an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience. Get one and you'll understand why I'm talking or what I'm talking about and why it is the internet's favorite mattress. Because Casper has created three unique mattresses to help you sleep cool and comfortably year-round. The Wave is engineered to relieve pressure at 36 different points. The Casper mattress is more breathable and comfortable than ever before. And then the Essential mattress is innovation at a great price point. All of them are designed to coddle and comfort your every move, and they all provide the perfect support for every position that you sleep in. Find out why Casper. He's got hundreds of thousands of happy customers like me. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights in your own home with free shipping and returns. Just go to Casper.com, use the code Rome, and you can save $50 on the purchase of select mattresses. I have one. I love it. Casper.com, code Rome. Save $50. Terms and conditions do apply. See the site for details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I don't bake. Not my deal. You know this. It's not my deal. I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to condone anything. It's just not what I do, but I'm acknowledging what's going on. If I go to Twitter right now, there are several trending items relating to 420. So it's a thing. So you've got this battle going on right now. Team bake versus anti-team bake. And now you've got the third man in the fight. There's a third man in. Team Canada? Like, what's that about? And I know there's something going on because I was just watching my guy, Rich Ackerman, do a sports update. He's repping Team Canada. He's in a Team Canada gamer. There's something going on here, and I'm not exactly sure what it is. Now, because I have a question, I don't know why I would take that question to Adam Hawk, but sometimes Hawk has answers. Hawk, put him on. Exactly what's going on? I have not reached out to Rich. Do you know why Rich Ackerman from CBS Sports is rocking a Team Canada gamer on TV?
Yes, I do. Two Smack-Off participants, Matt in Vancouver and Tyler in Edmonton, have rendezvoused in New York City. They infiltrated the CBS Sports Radio headquarters. They brought Ackerman.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
They got inside the building.
They went in Manhattan.
Yes. They got inside the building.
Yes. And they brought Rich a official Team Canada jersey. To me, it reads as if they are trying to take Team Bake's day away from them and make it Team Canada Day.
These guys are in the building, and they got him the jersey,
which he's now wearing on TV.
All right, got it. Thank you very much. Finally, he got the answer right. That's good. That helps me. Because now I'm looking at the call screen, and look who's there. These guys, Tyler in Edmonton and Matt and Van, are both in New York, got inside the building, and they got Rich Ackerman to rep with a Team Canada gamer, a jersey. Wow, bro. Let's find out what's going on. In New York, Tyler in Edmonton calls the show. Tyler, damn, dude. What's up? What's the plan? What's going on? What are you doing there?
Well, just came to do a little pre-Smack-Off scouting work, and drafted Rich Ackerman first overall, so that's what we're doing right now.
Dude, how did you get into that building?
Romy, when you look as good as two lean Canadians does, you can get in pretty much anywhere you need to.
Did you just say that when you look as good as two lean Canadians do, you can get in anywhere?
That's pretty much it, Romy.
All right, so
that easy.
What are you guys, Tyler? Are you guys team bake, anti-team bake, or something totally different?
You know, I'm kind of my own thing. I don't care either way. But I don't have anything for team bake today. I got a couple little ones for team cake, though.
What do you
hashtag
got?
Fat America, hashtag Lefty Gunna. See, Romy, what actually happened is I came down to do a little pre-Smack-Off scouting work a couple months back. And long story short, I really couldn't keep the ladies off me. So fast forward to today, and I'm currently stationed at my gal's place on the Upper East Side of town. Matt is setting up our recruiting camp near the CBS studios, which we have so eloquently named the 8-Pack Revolution. From what I hear, man, it isn't going good. Americans checking into camp. To give you an idea, apparently Caleb was using candy bars in the dumbbell press this morning. So much like you hiring Hawk, Romy, it'll be a work in progress. That being said, it's been a pretty good week of calls, though. I really enjoyed Benny's Dan in Denver quality takedown of the XR4TI the other day. Benny, my man, you got to stick to your strengths. The people of America don't like you because they think you have blistering smack. They like you because you talk about food. That also includes your best pal, Left. Over lover in Laguna. Too bad Doughboy got run before he could give us his predictions on the NFL. Left, if I wanted a breakdown of old washouts playing 21, I'd go to Mike and Indy's Twitter account. And Romy, speaking of Mike, it's kind of funny, man. I live in Edmonton. Matt's in Vancouver. We're both a minute or two from you or New York now. The Yeah, we have the so-called great Mike and Indy taking a hiatus from the show so he can cry about things such as geographical disadvantages. Mikey, I'm curious if you heard the Jim Rome podcast with Kobe this week. Being the thin-skinned prince of hoop in the jungle, I figure you probably aspire to be just like Kobe, but I've come to realize that you're actually just like that pathetic baby-backed bitch, Paul Pierce, getting carted off in a wheelchair with hurt feelings, just so you can come back in the second half for a little attention grab. It's a pretty bad look, dude. So, Romy, the point of all this is this. The Canadian invasion is officially underway. We're in your house. We're raiding your pantry. We're stealing your women. And there is not a damn thing that any of you can do about it. As always, Pimp, appreciate it. I'm
all right, Tyler, see ya. He made the point, we're in your house. The Canadian invasion is well underway. We're already in your house. There's nothing you can do about it. We're better looking. We're leaner. We've got 8-packs. We're here to take your women. We're in your house. It's too late. There's an invasion taking place. Now, Matt, I can squeeze you in quickly, except your boy took most of your time. So be on point. Let's go to New York once again. Matt in Vancouver, part of that Canadian invasion. Matt, how's NYC treating you? What's up?
What up, Rome? I appreciate the minute. Yeah, Team Canada Combine going down here in Manhattan, and it has been an absolute disaster. The only signing we're making so far has been Rich Ackerman. Dude, Mark in Boston showed up an hour early. I was like, oh, this kid's hyped. This is going to go well. And I know you've said numerous times Mark in Boston could win a smack-off. And, man, you're right. If Les, Vic, Mike, Chael, Benny, Tyler, and myself all pass away before the smack-off, then Mark in Boston sure as hell has a chance. Rome, Mark was deadlifting 65 pounds and his cargo shorts fell down. He is definitely not Team Canada material. But it was good to see my guy Fluke and Fort Collins fall ass backwards into a golden ticket, Rome. We brought him in and sat him in the three-hour on-hold chamber in preparation for the smack-off day. Rome, even the champ left showed up even though he wasn't invited. I guess he had to give Benny a ride. All he did was bag around in his triple XL Beats by Dre, a pastel golf shirt with the collar popped, taking unprompted selfies and trying to impress Rick and Buffalo by playing his stuck-nut smack-off catalog. BS, left. But speaking of Benny Rome, I knew the instant he showed up in a camouflage hat and some capris, he would not be Team Canada material. But Rome, the most disgusting part of the combine was brought to us by Victor in NoCal. While I'll spare you the gritty details, let's just say after Tyler and I saw the current state of his sweatpants, we chipped in and got Vic a subscription to Dollar Shave Club. Not to hook my man up with razors, but to hook him up with some much-needed one-wipe Charlies. Romy wore the Team Canada invasion. Thanks for squeezing me in. Peace.
Team Canada running their own combine here in the U.S. Damn, these guys feel good about them, don't they? Better looking, stronger, leaner, 8-packs. Scouting us and hating it. Here's Team Canada. Invading our house. Those guys literally are in our house. How do I know? Look at Rich Ackerman. Look at the gear he's rocking right now. A Team Canada gamer. We'll get there when we come back. I got to tip the hat to Team Bake, which I will do. Tave and Brian, top of the hour. Charles Davis right after that. Alvy's Week That Was, middle of hour number three.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
303 Automotive is a premium line of protectants and cleaners designed to keep your car looking new and lasting longer. Available at most auto parts retailers, or you can visit 303radio.com. Got it on my car. I use them for my car. Hey, listen, I don't want to make it about me, but let's make it about me for a minute. This show is so different. Think about this for a minute. Yeah, the show, back in the day when we started in Canada, we started at affiliates in Canada, the rap was, it will not work. Nobody here cares. Nobody there cares. Nobody's going to care about a guy, much less that guy in the U.S. talking sports. It's not going to work in Canada. Yeah, it's not going to work, or it's going to work great. Two of our finest in Canada made the pilgrimage to New York City. Matt in Vancouver, Tyler in Edmonton. Why did they do that? For the smack-off combine. They came to scout. They want to see who they're going up against. And they're looking around, and they don't like what they see. They're not impressed by what they see. two Canadian listeners went to New York City and found one of CBS's finest, Rich Ackerman, got inside the building and geared him up head to toe with Team Canada gear. But the show's not going to work in Canada. Find me another show where that type of thing goes on. But find me another show where that type of thing goes on where you get incredible insight, commentary, and the best interviews anywhere. Find me that. I don't want to make it about me. I'm telling you. Yeah, but it's not going to work in Canada. Look at these two guys. That's an amazing jungle moment. Two listeners from Canada coming to the U.S. for, quote, a smack-off combine. You got to love also that the guys who finished in, what, 11th and 12th are running a smack-off combine? Well, they want to get better, I guess. Well, they say they've got nothing to worry about. And, again, nobody can find Mike in Indy. I don't know. I'm sure when it's go time, Mike will be ready to go. All right, so what's today? The greenest, dankest, laziest, hungriest day of the year. It's finally here, 420. We've been talking about it. It's the highest of high holidays. A day when heads worldwide celebrate a life dedicated to smoking weed by, get this now, smoking weed. How very ambitious of you stoners. You see, normally a holiday is not like every other day. That's not the case with 420. Shockingly, 420 is just a bunch of heads being heads. Here's an example. Imagine, say, gym guy rolling up on the world and telling us, today's different. Today's a holiday. Today, I get my lift in. Or golf guy proudly declaring that he's pulling the bats from the trunk this afternoon. Big day. Or softball guy leaning in and disclosing plans to explode a hammy, stretching a bloop single into a selfish double. You see, we know gym guy pumps. We know golf guy swings. We know softball guy gets wrecked, reliving high school glory days. But stoners, for some hilarious reason, are hell-bent on reminding the world that they smoke. Now, I'm not here to crack it. I'm just not. I'm not here to condone it. I'm just not. But I'm not here to crack it. I mean, this time last year, Washington and Colorado were the only two states to have bud totally legalized. Now, eight different states and D.C. are totally down with recreational loose use of the lettuce. On top of that, you've got 18 other states that say it's cool if you go through a doctor. A total of 46 U.S. states allow the Quran in some capacity or another. So Team Bake is winning the war on Kron. I mean, hell, Mike Tyson is opening up a stoner Disneyland. Ricky Williams has got a shop in San Diego. I mean, it's starting to feel like a heads world, and we're all just living in it. So Team Bake, not necessarily your bat signal, although you've already used it as such. Not only is it 420, but it is Friday. Not only is it Friday, it's payday. So it's all lining up for y'all. And if there's still Easter candy in your house, you can do what this dude did last year.
Right now, I am rifling through my kids' Easter basket. Both my kids.
That's incredible.
Just the good stuff, though. Just the, like, jelly beans and some caramel thing.
All right, so if you can do it responsibly, come on in. That kid was rifling through his kids' Easter baskets on 420. So what are you doing? Are you doing dabs? Are you crushing gummies? Are you keeping it old school and just blowing trees? And for those of you wondering why I'm shouting out Team Bake, I'll tell you why. Team Bake has always had my back. Team Bake is a part of the program. No different than when I shout out to pool tech guy, lady clones, dudes driving delivery trucks. You've heard my love for outside sales. Team Bake, unlike those others, simply happens to have its own day. And I've got some loyalty here, so Merry Stoner Christmas Heads. If the Masters is a tradition unlike any other, then 420 is a day just like every other.
War Team Bake.
There's more. There is more. All right, let me mention Irate Craig really quickly. If you've been a listener to this show for 20 years or 20 days, you know this guy. He goes back with me as far as any clone could, and he's made a name for himself in the jungle as that lovable Long Beach resident burnout. Now, I say that with the utmost respect. He knows that. But typically when I ask him how he's doing, he answers by saying things like, over fine. Or he'll confess that he just woke up at 11:30 in the morning. Or cop two, already having had a few pops at breakfast. But we love the guy. You know, he's harmless, he's loyal as they come, and if the Dodgers are playing or the Ponies are running, then Ira is calling. Now, you know what you're going to get with Ira, which is why a few months back, when he told me he wrote a book, I couldn't believe it. Like, my man reads? My man writes? One thing for Silk Bra to start teaching the youth, but now Ira is going Ira Hemingway. Like, no way. No freaking way. Yes freaking way. Because dude emailed his book to me, 224 pages, this book. And in the spirit of the high holiday, why not pay respect to an absolute OG clone? He's written a book. It's predictably and aptly titled, When Every Day is Friday Night. Now, let me be straight about this. I did not read this book. It's 224 pages of Microsoft Word. I did not read this book. I have not gotten that far yet. But who better to stick his beak in this book than the Pidge himself, a guy with a beak, Adam Hawk. Hawk, you're back. Second time today. Look, I don't know what's more impressive, Ira writing the book or a three-time 13th grade dropout reading the book. Did you read Ira's book or did your wife read you Ira's book?
I wish she had. I mean, it's been a while since I read a book. I haven't read a book since Tiger Woods wrote that autobiography on winning the Masters in 97 last year. And this one did take me a while to get through. Ira sent it to me 6 months ago, but I did finally finish it last night.
All right. So what's the book about? And do you have a favorite excerpt?
It's hard to tell what the book is about because there are just so many incredible stories of a guy doing everything you would think Ira Craig would do. But one of my favorite stories is when he went to the Fabulous Forum in Inglewood to go see Rat and Bon Jovi. Let me read from the book, please, Jim. It's a small excerpt. He had just taken some substances before going to see Rat and Bon Jovi, and he writes, "The fight-or-flight animal-like survival instinct of the high-powered LSD fear gripped my rapidly deteriorating mind as the tide of humanity slowly emerged from the dope-filled haze that was the floor on the forum. Mass paranoia and confusion began to infiltrate my racing head as we struggled to find any seat to take. The horrific sounds of Bon Jovi pumbled my now terrified psyche."
Wow. So, dude, that sounds like the L. That sounds like acid. I've never done acid, but that sounds like acid.
I like how he calls it the horrific sounds of Bon Jovi. He also has this great line in the book, completely random.
How do you feel about Rat? He hated Bon Jovi. How do you feel about Rat?
He said Rat was okay, and he started to calm down after Rat came on.
Okay.
He writes also, quote, "Drugs will get you through times of no money much better than money will get you through times with no drugs," right?
Oh, dude, deep. That's really profound. Really that is deep. Heavy. That is really heavy.
There's a great story of when he cheated on his girlfriend right above the room that his girlfriend lived in.
His girlfriend cocaine or his girlfriend heroin?
His actual girlfriend. Oh, he cheated on her above her room, and he writes, quote, "I'm sure there's a special place in hell for adulterous swine like myself, but man, I'm only flesh and bone. How can I say no to that sexy angel? The simple answer was I couldn't. I was no match for her. This is something I needed to work on and still do. I'm just a sucker for a pretty face."
It's undefeated.
It is.
Sex is undefeated, and so is pot.
And my final favorite story from Ira, he goes to New York to watch six Grateful Dead shows in a row at Madison Square Garden. And when he's waiting for them to come out, he's freaking out a little bit because he has presumably taken something. And he writes, quote, "And suddenly a tsunami of emotion swept over the arena, enveloping the band, the crew, and the crowd in a cathartic, all-encompassing emotional gravitas. For reasons unknown to me yet, I begin to sob convulsively, following the lead of those in the know and cleansing my soul of the pervading fear, filling my heart with an infinite, boundless joy. I can only describe it as a religious-type experience, like going to church and really getting it for the first time."
I gotta tell you, I have not read this book. This makes me want to read this book. So on a scale of 1 to 5 cannabis leaves, how many cannabis leaves would you give this book?
I give this 4 cannabis leaves. It is an incredibly entertaining read. You can't help but love the guy. He is as personable in the book as you could possibly imagine. It's no wonder everyone loves him. Great dude. I don't give it five cannabis leaves because he desperately needs an editor. It's quite overwritten and there are typos abound. So if he gets an editor, I'll give it five cannabis leaves.
Really quickly, is there a reference to the show? What is the reference to the show?
Yes, the reference is that he used to go to remotes with Mike Piazza, and him and Mike Piazza used to have to fend off beautiful babes as they would run up to them while watching you do your show.
Are they Canadian? Are they Tyler and Matt or Piazza and Ira?
He definitely says he was great friends with Mike Piazza.
Okay, there it is. So Ira's got his own book. What I want to do next hour is try to run down Ira and do a quick Q&A about that book. But I've got some interviews to do first. Stay tuned. Hour number three, straight ahead. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. You do not want to go anywhere.